I just want to let you know if you clicked on this video, you nasty, because why did you click on this video? I know you saw the title and you was like, I'm curious, but in all honesty, you wouldn't even be here if it was not for the SEX, y'all. We are going to talk about it because if you follow me on social media, I put up a poll asking people, do you want to know how your birth chart ties to your sex life? And like 90% of the people said, yeah, they want to know. And as you know, and what I say in all my videos is that every single thing about you ties to your birth chart. There's nothing that doesn't. Like the way that you eat, the way that you write, the way that you speak, how you walk, how you talk, the kind of friends you have, every single thing in your life ties to your birth chart, including sex. So I am here to kind of talk about it because this is something that is a pretty important topic to a lot of people. Now, whether you are somebody who enjoys it very thoroughly or somebody who wants more out of life or anything in regards to intimate relationships, partners, all of those things, I'm here to guide you as to why you like what you like, why you don't like what you like, why you feel a little bit restricted in that area, all of those things. Now, this is not a video to give specific details of every single sign, aspect, houses, all of those things, because I actually came out with a guide of sex and astrology on my website. If you got $5, I got you. It's like 60, 70, 80 pages. I don't even know how many pages it was. I was just sitting there really kind of going through it. And again, it's so much information. Every single thing about sex and astrology and your birth chart is not in there. And that is why I tell people, if you want to do a one-on-one session, we can do that. Because what I don't want to do is one, say, if you have this placement sign, whatever, then this will absolutely happen because that is not true. And any astrologer who you see, follow, who is saying these things are absolute, like you need to just run and head for the hills because that is not true. On these YouTube videos and interpretations, these are interpretations, general interpretations. What an astrologer has to do is look at your specific birth chart and see what exactly is happening there. So just understand that, y'all. So I did want to make some general statements about all things sex and astrology so that people can kind of feel better about themselves because we are living in this society where, I mean, it's becoming a little bit more free now, but sex is pretty taboo and it's still kind of kept very hush-hush. With people and people feeling like they have to be very secretive about it. And so I'm kind of here to explain to you guys that, like, no, we don't want to see it everywhere with everything. Like, there has to be some class and some tact, with people. But when it comes to you and your personal life, that's a whole different story. So let's talk about a few things. Now, again, whenever it comes to sex and your birth chart and astrology, you have to understand that when it comes to your planets, like Venus and Mars, those are kind of the big things that you need to look into when it comes to a partner, what you like, what you don't like. Your Venus sign for the woman is how she is in a relationship, how she acts in a relationship. So if you are somebody who has like a Venus and an Earth sign, you're a little bit more steady and careful, and you take your time with kind of finding out who you want to be with. As opposed to like air and fire, it's a little bit more freeing. It's a little bit more, fire is impulsive and patient. Air is all over the place. So, that's kind of something that they don't take as much time, with when it comes to people. But whenever it comes to like your Mars sign for the man, it's how he acts in a relationship. How is he? Is he, like a water sign where it's a little bit more steady, emotional, loving, caressing? Or is it again in a fire sign, which is a little bit more intense, a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more impatient? Those are the kind of things that you can see within your chart. Now, whenever it comes to houses in astrology, like your first house, your fifth house, so what I look at is the first, fifth, seventh, and eighth. Now, the first house is because it's the house of self. How are you? Your physical body, your physical appearance, are you high energy, low energy? Those can be seen from there. But also, whenever it comes to the fifth house is that Leo house. It's the house of casual romance, casual dating. It's a little bit more lax whenever it comes to relationships, as opposed to the seventh house, which is that more serious type of relationships. Like they really want commitment, longevity. That can be seen through that seventh house. And then, of course, that eighth house is also a sex house. It's the Scorpio house, but
This is the house also that can lead to very jealous relationships whenever it comes to sex, like people who want like all mine, all me, all mine kind of thing, or very passionate, very intense, a lot of secrecy too in that area. So just to understand that. But whenever it comes to what you like, what you don't like, all of those things need to be studied carefully now. When it comes to abundance, of course, those things are very positively aspected. Again, those fifth houses or eighth houses. But those negative aspects, whenever it comes to restriction or wanting more or, having a lot of tension, you can look at your signs like Saturn. Saturn is that planet of restriction, of restructuring, of discipline, of like obstacles and hurdles. You have to look at those kind of things, those kind of aspects. The reason why I wanted to talk about this was because we're living in this millennials. Let's talk about millennials real quick. Millennials are born under Pluto and Scorpio. So the Scorpio generation, of course, is a highly sexual generation, meaning a lot of things for millennials were catered to like through movies and TV shows. Like somebody knew that we were going to grow up in that energy, and so a lot of things were catered to us like that since like I don't know, middle school, really seeing those kind of things. I went back and rewatched Clueless, and I did not realize that they were 15 years old. That movie, like all they talked about was sex like the whole time, and I was like, huh? I cannot believe I was watching this and like not even realizing what they were saying. But just to understand where all that comes from, and our minds are kind of conditioned around certain things based off, again, what we watch, what we consume. When it comes to things like the church, the church is very against all kind of things whenever it comes to marriage, sexual relationships, all of that. But astrology helps you understand why you like what you like, and also it kind of takes the guilt off of you as far as not living the way that we were conditioned to live, if that makes any sense. So if you are somebody who, oh man, I got so much information in my head right now, I'm like, how much can I say on here? There are certain people who are born under certain dates, numbers. When I talk about numerology, who will deal with sexual experiences very early on in life. That is something that is out of your control. And when you understand that this stuff is out of your control, then you look at things like religion and this structured society or the structured way of living that we were supposed to allegedly live under. And realizing that that is why people feel bad about themselves, guilty about their thoughts, their actions, and things like that, because they really feel like they're supposed to be living a certain way, which is not the case. This is why we have to understand our birth charts and astrology to understand why do we do what we do. And this topic of sex and liking what you like and don't liking what you like, that is something that I feel now, as an adult, as somebody who is continuing to studying this and seeing problems that people have when it comes to relationships, when it comes to their marriages, when it comes to just like their day-to-day, everyday thinking, and how to help people in this area. Now, the biggest thing that I've seen, especially when it comes to like couples, and especially when people have children, those kind of things just they all kind of stop, or people split because of these things. And when it comes to couples, I'll just speak specifically just of things that I watch on TV and stuff, like a man wants something or a woman wants something, and each partner is not giving the other what they need or what they want, and they're making them feel guilty about it. Whatever the case may be, if you are somebody who wants it every single day and your partner's like, once a week, once a whatever, there's going to be a lot of tension in there. Now, neither one of them is incorrect when it comes to how you should go about doing things, because, like I said, your birth chart can tell you why this person is highly sexual and wants it all the time and needs to get it out. That is another thing that I wanted to speak on real quick. And I know my brain is going to be kind of scattered everywhere, but I'm hoping that you follow. when it comes to needs and wants in a relationship, especially in your sex life, you have to learn yourself first. And when you learn yourself first and you learn where every single thing comes from, you will then understand your partner. So if you understand that you have a specific alignment, which makes you feel like I need this regularly in order to maintain mental sanity, I have to release all the time. And I don't mean release, release, but I just mean like get it out that, in anything, whenever it comes to people who have a lot of fire in them, they have a lot of intensity in them, things like exercise, things like running, working out, gym, all those things, they need release. Because if you hold it in and you build it up, it's going to explode. It's like steam. It's like steam in a teapot. You can only hold it in for so long before it starts to make noise and starts to be loud and it starts to get angry. It feels like anger because you're just slowly building those things up. And then that other person who is not all about that every single day, there's a reason why they are wired like that. So you have to learn them as well. So if you're somebody who's willing to learn yourself and learn your partner, then we're on the right track, okay? But neither person is incorrect or wrong for feeling how they do. Now, there are, though, certain alignments where it will be a little bit more intense. You know, we do have these cases of, I don't even know what I can say on here, but you know, people who take it to the extreme, people who do not consent, people who do not care if you are consenting, and they will just do whatever they feel they need to do. There is a reason why they have that energy, why they are, you know, attracted to certain age groups that they don't need to be, or, you know, understand that. There's a reason why everyone does what they do. The point of all of this is to learn where it all comes from. So if you're somebody who has been in a situation before where you were upset at what transpired while you too was trying to do what you needed to do, there's a reason why. You have to look at yourself first, and then you look at that other person. So, again, I created a guide that will help you understand yourself and why you do what you do. Every single thing. Now, I did not put every single thing, obviously, into this because people don't like to read. And really, it's all about just your certain aspects and what you're into. But everything can be seen, even a man's penis size, how a woman's, you know, area looks, feels, all of every single thing, all of that can be seen within the birth chart. Now, it is not to say that once you learn it and then you look at it and then you're automatically is gonna assume this isn't gonna be XYZ. Because, like I said, a person can learn you and understand what you like and what you don't like. The only thing with that is that if those things do not come naturally to you or don't feel right to you, then don't force it. Do not force it because that's not going to feel good either. Anything that's forced in any aspect of life is not going to feel good. So this isn't to say compromise or just make it work or whatever. But if you are in a committed relationship and you really do want to make it work, and especially if your sex life is not going the way that you want it to, learn yourself and learn your partner. I mean, down to the core, down to every single thing. And once you do that, you be also become less judgmental of that person because it's like, well, you didn't really choose. I don't know if we really chose our birth charts. I don't know. That's another whole nother topic, but we did not choose this. So you kind of give people a little bit more grace, a little bit more leniency in those kind of areas. And it's not their fault. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to purposely and intentionally disappoint their partner, disappoint whoever they're with, and people really want to be their best, perform their best. They don't want to be compared and, you know, somebody's better than me or somebody does XYZ, you know, different than you, whatever. That's just people. That's just what's going to happen. But like I said, you can understand where every single thing comes from. So give people some grace. But also learning yourself is learning how you can improve in those areas, in that sex life. You can get better. That's the whole point of learning your birth chart, is to understand where your flaws are, where those areas that you need to work on, and understand how can you grow from this, because that's just the whole point of learning yourself, is to grow, is to get better. There's no, and I do not believe in an absolute, I do not believe in, I've heard so many interpretations of my own chart of every, from career to family to all of those kind of things where I'm like, no, like that's not true. That didn't happen or whatever. So I don't look at anything as absolute, but you can see a general energy and a general energy of where every single thing is coming from. Okay. Now there are some things you cannot change, like your body shape. There are some things that you just can't. Like, and you can try all day. That doesn't mean that it's going to do anything. You know, it's kind of like people who, I ain't even gonna get into that topic. Never mind. But like I said, there are some things that you know in your mind, you gotta be realistic about that that's just not gonna happen. Like if you're somebody who you got a flat booty, like you can only do so much with what you have, what you're working with. No matter if you go to surgery and get XYZ, like there are limits. There are limits. Now, I'm not saying be unrealistic and you're gonna go from, 40-year-old virgin to like triple X porn star. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Although, whatever, it might happen. But let's be realistic about things. You know how you are, you know how you work. So when you look at your birth chart, and when you look at your aspects like your Venus and Mars and even Uranus, there are things like conjunctions and squares with your partner's chart that you can see. Why do we have tension? Why do we argue? And then, but we have like terrible, I say communication, but the sex life is really good, or the sex is good, but this is not good. Those kind of things can be seen from there. So if you have conjunctions, you can be a little bit more harmonious in that area. If you have any type of like squares, you could be really, like I said, it can be good, but there are other areas like your emotions and things like that. Those can be like out of whack. So understand that everything is tied to your chart. So learning yourself, and I'll put up a little, thing right here to show you that you have to look at every single thing. And this is exactly why I tell people, do not look at one thing in somebody's chart. And I've seen people be very dismissive of people because of their sun sign, or oh, they're a Gemini, I'm never going to talk to a Gemini, whatever. And I understand everybody has a trauma with a certain sign. But it is not to say that you have to look at every single thing in a person's chart. You are not doomed. Okay, you are not doomed to a terrible life. You're not doomed to any of that, because then why would you be here? Why would you be here? Why would there be this idea of of growth, of prayer, of manifestation, of whatever, if you were not meant to have any of that in life? So if you're having any problems in a certain area, whatever the case is, understand that you can work through those things. Now, every single thing can be seen, even. And when it comes to sex, we know that with sex can come disease, can come complications in those areas. Those also can be seen from that. Now, Scorpio, especially, Scorpio is a sign that rules over the sex organs. So to understand that if you have Scorpio placements, if you have eighth house placements, there could be a possibility of, either, again, highly sexual energy, high sex life, good sex life, or you can experience complications from time to time in your life because of those placements. And that's with any sign, anything with every sign rules over a certain body part. So there's nothing that you did. There's it's not your fault, but you understand that when you are working with certain energies within your chart, you have to understand where everything comes from and the potential so that you can get ahead of it. So that is a thing too. That's why I feel that this stuff has been hidden from certain people to learn and understand, so that if you knew where everything comes from, then you wouldn't be so hard on yourself. You wouldn't be spending money on things that you shouldn't be spending money on, like people who are getting all of these surgeries, or, and I'm not against surgery like at all, but there are only certain things that you can work with what you have. Okay, so understand that you're only you can only do a certain amount of things, like realistically. And so, like I said, oh my gosh, stop texting me. Those are the things that you can see within a birth chart. Now, what else was what I want to talk about really quick? I think that's kind of it. I think that's kind of it, because I'm not going to go into specifics, but I did want to kind of reiterate and kind of just tie this back in is that every single thing in your birth chart will tell you why you like what you like, why you do what you do. And when it comes to sex, every single thing is tied to your birth chart. So do not feel like you are doing something wrong, the way that you think is wrong, the way that you're acting is wrong. Now, it does not mean do whatever you want to and think there's going to be no consequences. What I'm saying is that you're somebody who, again, wants it every single day. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're somebody who does not want it every single day, there's nothing wrong with that. You're wired like that for a reason. But when you learn this, you learn to give other people grace, and you learn to give other people this, I say, less judgmental idea of themselves, because it's coming from somewhere. Now, you have to learn balance. That's also another thing with your chart. You have to understand and learn balance. So it isn't to say that, acting out in the way that you feel every single day is good, because it's not. If I acted out how I felt every single day, I would be raging every day, destroying property, kicking random people. Like, I get mad. I get mad sometimes. But that fire in me just like, ah, but the air, the Aquarius sun in me blows it out. Blows out and extinguishes that fire. So understand that you have the energies that you have, and they help you in certain areas, but we're here to find balance in everything that we do. So just wanted to kind of give a quick overview again over why you like what you like, why you don't like what you like, why you can experience certain things based off of your own planetary positions, because yes, everything is coming from somewhere. You need an astrologer, a professional astrologer, to look at your chart to help you understand why your sex life is the way that it is, or why it is not. So, if you'd like a more in-depth analysis with me, you can go ahead and contact me on my site, or you can just go ahead and purchase my guide. If you got $5, go ahead and do that, y'all. But I just wanted to, again, come on here really quick, because a lot of people voted that they wanted to hear why we do what we do. But I do not want to come here and say, if you have this, it means this, and this, it means this, because that is not even ethical. That's not even right, because you're going to put things in people's heads that might not even be true, and they're going to live their life being like, oh my gosh. And that's not what I'm here to do, y'all. I want to talk to people one-on-one. Let's get it right. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. When I tell you I've heard everything and I've seen everything, you can feel comfortable telling a Scorpio rising about your sex life. I got you. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for just commenting and liking and sharing and watching and all of that. And like I said, if you're watching this, you nasty. But thank y'all for supporting, and I will talk to y'all very soon. Bye.